Hello, poetry lovers and degenerates.
But I'll tell you, one resident of Arlen is offering this community a little relief from the heat in the form of a kind, cool wave on the side of the highway.
People toss around the word hero, but this guy's a real hero. I don't know his name, so I guess we can only call him the Heat Wave.
I have a dream.
That
So welcome back, everybody, to another podcast from The Dirt, brought to you, of course, by thedirt.co.nz. Caveat here, there's a space here for some sponsors, so if you want to get on board, sponsor one of these podcasts, let us know. Go to thedirt.co.nz, go to the contact page, send us an email, and we can get you on the show. Again, welcome. Thanks for coming along. We appreciate your time. I know you've got plenty of podcasts to listen to. And listening to our one, really appreciate it. Today we are going to be talking about the Queens of Dirt. This is a movement that started not too long ago, in the last couple of months, by a few ladies in the dirt riding community who thought they wanted to kind of expand on that, really. They had an idea of bringing ladies together, empowering girls, giving them a place to ride. Not that there's plenty of places to ride, but there's always been that toughness for girls getting out there and going for a ride. Who they're going to ride with, where can they ride, where can they meet up with other girls to ride. It's a bit of a rigmarole there. So we actually talked to one of the main committee members from the Queens of Dirt, Jane. She comes on the line and talks to us about what the movement's about, what's been happening, what they're doing with this new Rise of the Queen event that's coming up, how they sold out. Oh, it's all interesting stuff. But before that, please go check out thedirt.co.nz for all your needs. In the dirt realm, we've got tests, interviews, reviews, features, videos. The video just dropped from the last round of the New Zealand Enduro Champs. We interviewed quite a few racers after the event, got their thoughts on the track, how they went. Well received, very, very interesting stuff. Ben Townley, Chris Birch, Tom Buxton, Dylan Yearberry, Hamish Fox, Adrian Broaden, and a whole host of other guys we interviewed after the race. So please go check that out. But until then, sit back, relax, and we have Jane Whittaker on the line. Hey, Jane, how are you?
Hey, awesome. Thanks. Thanks for getting me on the line. Excited to talk about Queens of Dirt and what we've got planned. And yeah,
that's right. That's why we are here, Queens of Dirt. It's a bit of a movement you guys have started up with this thing.
Yeah, so we, Tash came to me, Natasha Cairns came to me last year and she said, hey, I'm really keen to think about how we can support women that ride more. What do you think? And I said, oh my God, I've actually been, you know, I've been thinking about this for the last few years, but, you know, kind of haven't really gone that step further because it's been hard to kind of get the support from people to do it. And so we kind of went, hey, let's just make something happen. Let's just kind of start something and see where it goes. So we thought, let's kind of actually start by talking to the girls and the women out there and actually see what the situation is, so that we can actually design stuff that they want and that they need. So we went out and we ran a survey, I think it was in October last year, and it was basically just scoping the environment and trying to work out, you know, what do they like, what do they don't like, what are their barriers to kind of participating and getting out there. And so we got a whole heap of really useful information that we then kind of took back and we were able to have a really good think about what it was that we thought a group like us should actually, how we should form and what we should actually do for women out there in our sport. And so what we found was that, you know, it's just a lot of the stuff that you might have heard before that, you know, there's, I guess, a lack of confidence from women to be out there in this whole man's sport, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, it's still a woman's sport, but, you know, there's a lot of men out there that do ride, and there's not as many women. So we're definitely the minority out there. So we had a really good think about the information that we got through the survey, and we tried to kind of connect that back, and we were like, yeah, you know, the biggest thing we want to do is we want to work out how we can build a confident community of Kiwi chicks out there that ride dirt bikes. So I guess the whole part of that is about connecting up like-minded women and girls. So, you know, whether you're really, really good or not so good, you're learning or whatever, but we all have the same kind of passion. We all want to do the same thing. So how can we connect people up so that we can actually empower each other and build confidence together so that we can actually build that really confident community of girls that ride dirt bikes? So that's, I guess, kind of what we were about. One of the first things that we were thinking was, okay, so what's the next step and what's something really cool that we can do for women? And the first thing, obviously, that came to mind for us was let's do an annual event where we literally just get all these like girls and women together and we like ride bikes and have fun. The biggest thing was that we want to just have fun and get everyone together. So we have Rise of the Queens coming up, which is super exciting. So Rise of the Queens is our third ever event. We are running a trail ride for the day. At that trail ride, we will be having skills coaching sessions, we'll be having equipment coaching sessions, we'll have New Zealand's first ever moto ice cream relay, we'll have a JWC covered chill out lounge, we'll have the beats going. It's going to be just a really cool atmosphere. In the evening, we're going to have drinks and nibbles. We've got Gemma Wilson, who's a professional, ex-professional off-road motorcycle racer, coming over. So she'll be doing a talk in the evening, and we'll put a ton of spot prizes to give out to everyone that's registered. We've got goodie bags, gift bags, we've got t-shirts, you name it, we've got it. It's just kind of become this big wave and this super awesome event that's happening. And what we've found is we've just had everybody jumping on board, and that's where this movement, I guess, has kind of come from. What we've seen is there's just so many people out there who, you know, want the support and want to be a part of this. And when we first started developing the event, we said, oh, let's go for 100 women. That was our goal. Lots of people laughed at us. So we had a lot of people say, you're not even going to get 50. And if we put it into perspective, I think, from a lot of those people, they're going to a race and they see, you know, 2 women on the start line, 5 women on the start line. And so they're kind of wondering where are all these women and girls coming from. But there are a lot of women who ride. They just don't necessarily race. And they're sort of scattered around. So we hit 100 and we were like, wow, there's big demand for this. How are we going to stretch this budget? Because we budgeted on 100. So we managed to stretch the budget, push it out to 150. We've completely sold out for that event. And we've got a waiting list. So yeah, the movement has well and truly started.
Well, that's pretty amazing because, I mean, there's always been a decent amount of women riders, but they don't all sort of conglomerate together. And maybe that's because I know online there's a Kiwi Dirt Bike Chicks or something on Facebook page that had quite a few people on it. And so this is a bit of a next step up from that, is it? Really actually engaging with these women and getting them to come to events together.
Yeah, for sure. Kiwi Chicks on Dirt Bikes is a Facebook group that's been created. So any woman that ride dirt bikes can join up to that group. So it's just, you just go in and the admin will approve you. So that's a place where girls can ask questions. They can post photos of them going out riding. They can try and gather up people to go riding. Say, hey, I want to go riding. Does anyone want to come? And there's a lot of that happens on there. And so this is definitely building on that, and it's taking it to that next step of actually developing specific events for those women and to try and pull them all together and definitely go for that next step. So.
And so you're obviously a girl that rides and races quite a bit. Did you think there was going to be this much excitement and, I guess, participation from ladies? You said you wanted 100, now you got 150 and you got some waitlisters. Were you expecting that?
I was expecting definitely 100. Like, I know that there's a huge amount of women out there that ride, go to trail rides, take their families, go riding with their friends, but don't go to that next step of racing. And I knew they were sort of scattered all around, but definitely I knew it had 100, but I didn't think the demand would be kind of, you know, where it got to. We've had numerous messages and calls and emails from people in the South Island saying, hey, you're going to come to the South Island? you know, what about us? So it's really cool. I think it just shows that there is such a demand for this type of thing in New Zealand. And we haven't had, I guess, that big support around the women's community of dirt biking. And so we're here to hopefully start to fill that gap kind of now and work out ways that we continue to do that into the future.
Nice, nice. And having done some actual ladies coaching myself, I find the girls that come to that, that's a ladies only, they just seem to thrive a lot more as opposed to going to an event where there's guys as well, because there's that stigma where the girls are most worried about what the guys are doing and am I keeping up, am I holding them back? And in that environment of just girls only, I find that they really thrive and really enjoy themselves and they get a lot out of it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and that's exactly what we're going for by having this. It's interesting because there are some people out there who are sort of going, "Oh, we're having a girls only event," but we really stand true to what we're trying to achieve, and it is really that if we can build that confidence and empower each other through having women's only events, then you know we're 100% behind it, and we've got a huge industry of support that we have behind this event too. So that's really, really cool. We're so grateful for the sponsors who came on board, particularly right from the get-go. Like they 100% believed in our idea with no proven kind of results or anything to show for that. So, you know, KDM, Motorex, Forest Trail Events and Workshop Graphics are our main sponsors for this event. And so that's really, really cool. And we're so grateful that they've, you know, they've put themselves out there to support us for this event. So the gaps to them.
Yeah, that's right. It is like, as you say, an unknown thing. But I think you look around the pits, especially trail rides, there are a lot of women. It's just that there's a heck of a lot more guys. And behind those guys that are riding, there's always most of them have got girlfriends and stuff who've thought about riding, or they've come to the pits and watched, or they've helped out. So this is a really good way to also get them involved if they're not riding in the first place, to show that there's a community where they can go to that they don't have to be worried about.
Yeah, for sure. And while this is, you know, we've got Rise of the Queens as our first ever event, you know, and we want to do all those things we've talked about in terms of empowering women and connecting women up. One of the things that we also want to look to do in the future is help new people and beginners break into the sport. And that's a thing that's really, really difficult to do. And we're looking at ways in which we might be able to hold some smaller events in the future to support those people who want to do that and who actually just want to give it a go, but they don't have the gear and they don't have the bikes. And it's a big commitment to actually buy that stuff without knowing if you're going to like it. So we're looking at ways in which we can put on some of those other events. And some of those other things too about, you know, people who do ride, about maybe breaking into the sport a little bit further and actually having a go at doing a race and giving them the confidence so that they can go to that first time race and showing them actually what you have to do it, you know, just things like signing on to a race and knowing what you have to do and where you have to be and those sorts of things. If you've never done that, it can be quite daunting. So yeah, that's kind of what we've got on the cards. We're also looking to the future about how we might be able to set up an ambassador program where we have volunteers across the country who run some really small kind of meet-up events where we can actually just be at trail rides, be at races or be it, you know, motocross days, whatever it might be. And we're literally there as a facilitator to get those girls to kind of meet up with each other and be able to go riding and kind of give them a bit of that confidence and those things that they need to be able to do that. So, yeah, we're definitely looking to what we can do across the board for women in this place. And it's just about, I guess the biggest thing for us is we are a small committee. We all have full-time jobs, we all work and do all that, and so you know, like any community group, it's about working out how we can get enough resource to be able to do those things that we want to do into the future.
That makes total sense. And just touching back on the getting people into it that haven't, that's a big thing, because although motorsport's expensive in general, dirt bike riding is probably one of the cheaper ones, but that does not by any means make it cheap. And getting on a bike, especially the right bike for the first time, is very hard, because a lot of these ladies, I think, especially from a survey I did on the website about what was your first bike, a lot of these ladies' first bikes was their partner's bikes. And that's not a great idea, because that can quickly put a lady off riding a bike.
Definitely. And I think pretty much all of us on the committee might have had that first experience too, where, you know, you've gone and you've jumped on someone's bike and it's been way too big, it's been way too powerful, you haven't had the right gear and you've, you know, crashed or whatever. That was certainly my first experience. And I didn't want to ride. You lose all your confidence and your kind of sense of ability. And so just having the kind of somebody out there with that knowledge of what could be the right type of bike for you to start on, and just to have a go and see if it's something that you might like is really, really important. So, yeah, we're hoping that we might be able to work out a way in which we can do that. Yeah.
Nice. And you said you got a committee. Who's on that committee?
So myself as leading the girls, Natasha Kent, Sarah Sutherland, Janelle Walker and April Mainman. So we're spread right across the country, which is awesome in a way because we all bring kind of things from different regions and we all know different people in the places that we are, got different contacts, which is perfect for what we're trying to do. But also it's challenging as a committee trying to work at a distance. So we Skype a lot and try and kind of just hack things out and make it work. So, yeah.
Very cool. And
awesome
just,
committee.
That's cool. And touching on getting Gemma Wilson across, that was a bit of a bit of an exciting opportunity, yeah?
Yeah, so Gemma, you know, ideally what we wanted to have was a Kiwi chick coming and being our inspirational speaker. And fortunately, the people that we wanted were racing overseas. So we were like, hey, who's the next best thing? And we had a perfect opportunity where we had some contacts. And we got in touch with Gemma, and she was just so excited to be a part of this. So she's doing a very similar thing over in Australia. You know, she's really working on supporting the women's dirt bike community over there. She focuses on doing a lot of coaching, a lot of inspirational speaking, and so she was definitely perfect. So when that opportunity arose and she was keen, we just jumped on it and we said, let's just make it happen. So we're super excited to have Gemma over. She looks like she's an absolute laugh. And so she's going to be coaching in the day with us and then doing our speaking in the evening. So that's going to be super cool.
Well, and she can ride like no one else. She's, what is it, 4 or 5 times ISDE world champion?
Absolutely. So she is an ex-professional off-road motorcycle racer. She has won, I think, 8 state championships. She's won 4 Australian off-road championships. I think she's won 5 World Cup championships. She's been in the competed in the World Enduro GPs. Yeah, so she's, you kind of name it, she's done it. So she's got a wealth of knowledge and experience about, you know, kind of being out there racing and I guess doing it with the big guns as well. So it's going to be really exciting to hear her talk about her experiences overseas and kind of, I guess, those challenges of being a girl racing in those male-dominated sports overseas and what it's like over there. But I can tell you, I know that there's a big, big suite of women that race overseas and the competition is tough. So, yeah, it'll be cool to see what she has to say.
Yeah, and she's only just recently retired, so she's obviously still on the pipe, and I'm quite excited too. It's going to be quite fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And then just finishing up now, what's the you said you've got a lot of people on the wait list. Is that a lot of them wishing they'd got in earlier?
Yeah, so we've had a few who kind of missed out and were like, oh, we didn't realise. But we've also had people who have just kind of come on after our close-off date and said, oh my God, we've just noticed your event. We realise it's closed off, but is there any way that we can be on, you know, on board and be a part of it? And unfortunately, just because of our numbers, because of our budget, because of our sponsorship and everything, you know, this event is heavily supported by our sponsors, so we've kept it really, really cheap for the women and girls who are coming along to it. They're getting a huge amount sponsored, and so that means that we've had to keep those numbers at a certain, you know, restricted to 150. As we said, we actually moved it from 100 to 150 by stretching the budget. So unfortunately, those people will miss out unless, you know, a magic spot opens up. But what it means is that for the future, when we're planning, you know, other big events like this, we'll certainly look to cater for more people and put that out to our sponsors early on. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's just a phenomenal response that we've had. And what we'll do is just take that and learn from it. And, yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Oh, no, it is definitely. I mean, it's... You can't beat getting sold out in your first time around, and I know there's a lot of girls into it because you and the queens themselves, the committee helped me out with that perfect bike for a chick, article, and that was super popular, one of the most visited posts on the website. So it's a big thing. Girls are coming into dirt bikes fast, and if you got something like you guys that can facilitate that, I mean, all the better.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, so I think that's probably about it for now. I wish you luck for that. We'll definitely see you down there. I just want to tell us the date of that again for us.
So it's the 11th of May, and so that's down in Tokoroa Taupo. So, yeah, we're super looking forward to it, and thanks so much for helping us out too, because you're going to be one of our coaches for the day. So, yeah. Super exciting. We're really grateful for all the support that we've had from everyone. So, thank you so much.
Oh, not a problem. And if you're listening and you're not entered, tough luck, I suppose, because it's full.
Yeah.
You can register, I guess, be on a wait list, but chances are you're going to miss out. So keep an ear for the next one. And, yeah, it's going to be fun. So we guess we'll see you down there, Jane.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. Really appreciate
your
time. Cheers.
See you, mate. So that was Jane from the Queens of Dirt Committee. You can find them online, Facebook, at Queens of Dirt NZ, or Instagram, same, at Queens of Dirt NZ. Please get along to those, click those like buttons, get amongst the talking, join that community. Fortunately, you've all missed out on Rise of the Queens if you haven't already entered. So, look, that's your bad. If you want to know where the next one is, again, click those like buttons, man. Join the movement, see what's happening, and don't miss out on the next event. Again, thanks for Jane for coming on. I appreciate your time. And thanks for you out there listening to the podcasts. The more you listen, the more we can make. And again, get along to thedirt.co.nz. We've got cool Queens of Dirt articles on there, especially the one about perfect bike for a queen. That was a big hit. And we do coaching, ladies only coaching. And we'll see you down there at the Rise of the Queens 2019, 11th of May.